Well, it's been a very busy day and a half already. We have 41 business and community leaders from across lots of different diversity of industry, backgrounds, education, government. And we've already had a packed agenda. So to be able to have Secretary Noem address our group specifically, thanks to the great work by Senator Kramer in helping us to get that, then to have Secretary Burgum join us as well and talk a lot more of what's happening in the Department of Interior. We've had our local congressional delegates. We will be meeting with all of our six Minnesota and North Dakota congressional delegates. We're just our final one. We have Senator John Hoeven last, but we also got to hear a little bit from some outside of our region. So Congressman Brad Finstead joined us as well. So we really were able to hear firsthand what's going on in the reconciliation bill, which is a major, major, major bill. And those components with a lot of pieces in it. There's a lot of momentum on possible passage of that even tomorrow. And so it's a very influential time for us to be here. It's a really opportune time for us to be here. We're also hearing more on the topics that are really important. Agriculture, what's happening in everything from the Farm Bill to what we're doing with immigration and workforce. When we look at other aspects of manufacturing has also been trade and tariffs. We started our entire trip with a briefing at the U.S. Chamber, and they talked a lot about the trade and tariff climate right now and what's really happening within all of those. And a lot of focus on energy, obviously, on AI. We also had a military briefing from the National Guard Bureau, and we're able to hear a little bit more about the 1,200 soldiers or 1,200 airmen at the 119th Wing, and the same with our Army National Guard members and some of the missions that we're doing there. So the business leaders, business community leaders here really got to have a very comprehensive look at D.C. at a time that really does make a difference and an impact. If there's one thing we have heard over and over, it makes a difference to have the voices, the actual voices of citizens in the communities here, and that it's just been really rewarding to have this group all here together.
Sometimes business folks, your members, just kind of keep their head down and plow away and don't necessarily engage in the political process. But talk about why you think this is important and the ROI for their time and effort to be here.
Yeah, I think that this is trips like this, whether it's the fly-in in D.C. or the trips that we do the days at the Capitol and St. Paul and in Bismarck. It is a opportune way for the business leaders as well as community leaders to be able to bring their own issues, what's important to them, to legislators, to those that are representing us. They need to have those voices. And so, yes, it costs money, human capital, time to be here. But to the 41 people that are here now, I can attest to the fact that I believe every single one of them would say it is worth it. And so we need more of this leadership. We need more of this leadership to serve in office. We need more to get out and vote. We just need to up our civic process and our civic engagement. And I couldn't be happier for the fact that we do a military fly-in in the fall, and this is the first time we've split that off and done a business briefing fly-in. And to have these kind of numbers with this kind of impact, we've already heard it's the largest group that they've seen out of Minnesota, or the largest group that they've seen out of North Dakota. And the access that we have had out here has been tremendous. So I would just say to any of the listeners, it doesn't matter if you're a chamber member or not. If you want to join us and get more engaged in civic engagement, we welcome you. And both sides of the aisle, we just need business-minded, moderate people to think, how do we, to quote a little bit of Brad Finstead, how do we balance the head and the heart and get things done at the end of the day?
Last question. Of all the conversations that have happened so far, what is most encouraging on the challenges you brought?
You know, I think what's most encouraging for me is to see that there is progress happening, and there is bipartisan cross-aisle work happening. I think sometimes we don't see that, right? Depending upon whether it's what media outlet or what Facebook post or what we're seeing on social media, we can sometimes see the worst. But the reality of it is, together there is progress being made, and we need to really lean into that process, hold our delegate members accountable, but also be a part of the process, right? Step up and have a responsibility to that. But I am very encouraged by this trip. I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now, we're seeing that there is some consistency and maybe a little bit more progress that is really on the horizon.